to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, June 27th, 2012, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to this weekend. Of course, this next week we're getting into Independence Day and a little bit of a holiday. Paul's right in the middle of the week. It's going to be kind of awkward for people trying to maximize their holiday pleasure, as it were. We'll be talking next week a lot about the Declaration of Independence and the history of the war for independence, what we're really trying to be independent from, and a lot of what you think you know about Independence Day and the American Revolution and the causes of the American Revolution may not actually line up with historical fact. I'm sure that's not going to come as a big shock to you if you've been listening to the show, reading my website for any amount of time. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open. Dan, the man, is in the room ready to answer your calls. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're waiting to see if Congress is actually going to hold the vote on holding Eric Holder in contempt of Congress. And apparently the White House and the Department of Justice are trying to avoid the vote and say, we'll make a deal. We'll give you another terrorist to wave around. We'll let you vote, you know, a tax reduction and make the people happy for the election year. And they're just kind of trying to come up with any deal that they can. Obviously, the situation over with Syria and Turkey is starting to stagger toward what may be a complete fall down flat on its face in full view of the world. As you're probably already aware, NATO basically came out and said, look, Article 5 does not apply here. Article 5 is if Syria marched into your country with thousands of soldiers and hundreds of tanks and dozens of warplanes, that's an Article 5 violation. But if you fly an airplane into Syrian airspace and get shot down, that's your own stupid fault. I mean, you're not supposed to fly into Syria with warplanes and just, you know, tool around and not get shot at. I mean, unless, of course, you're Israel. They do it all the time. Maybe that's why Turkey thought they could get away with it. Israel does it all the time. Well, wrong. You're not the special and blessed country on earth. So if you wander into else's airspace, especially a country that knows you're helping to smuggle weapons into an attempted overthrow, yeah, they're gonna take a very dim light at that situation. Anyway, Syria's response continues to be that the Turkish military aircraft, and it was a warplane, it was an F-4, was an antique, amazing that thing was still flying, violated Syria's sovereignty and airspace, and Syria's shooting it down was a defensive act. And that absolutely is what's going on, and that's why the EU didn't want to get involved with this, NATO didn't want to go get involved with this, Obama sort of banging his head against the wall saying, darn it, darn it, darn it, that didn't work. You know, what am I going to do now? I need this war before the economy collapses, you know? Is there any way I can trick Assad into bombing Pearl Harbor or something like that? So more and more of the world's press are looking at this situation, and they're basically coming to the conclusion that the sheer hysteria trying to turn this loss of a plane into a reason for a war has nothing to do with Turkey or even Syria. It is simply NATO looking for an excuse to move forward, and NATO was looking at the reality of the incursion and the shoot down and realizing they're trying to raise on a busted flush. So they've kind of backed off on that. And I'm sure the war hawks are trying to figure out something else that they can do, some other false flag, something that they can get this war going, because they're that desperate for the war. And, you know, they're going to say, you know, Assad is saying nasty things about Michelle Obama on his Twitter account. Therefore, we have the right to bomb them. Meanwhile, interestingly enough, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton said earlier today she has great hope that this upcoming Geneva meeting of the world powers will be a turning point in the Syria crisis. Clinton said the United States supports the United Nations plan for political transition in Syria. And it sounds really good. It's the UN. It's the U.S. We're the good guys. We support the political transition in Syria. But this actually is kind of like when the Pope said, we support political transition in North America after 1492. And the locals weren't asked. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call in Fort Lauderdale. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Amazing show. Long-time listener. Personally affected by Fast and Furious. I think we're the law enforcement community is the Furious and the Fast and Furious. You know, we have our blogs and stuff, and this is the only topic we're talking about. We want to know if cops have been murdered and if this is being covered up by our federal government. And if so, are they going to sell out or are they going to do the right thing? Are they going to man up and put somebody in prison for this?
Well, I think they're going to sell out because, in my opinion, as near as I can tell, this is a repeat or a continuation of the Iran-Contra deal from the elder Bush going into the Clinton years, where they were taking guns down to the Contras in Nicaragua, and they were paying for this covert operation with drug smuggling coming back into the United States of America. And they never really dealt with that situation. The only reason they paid any attention to it at all was Eugene Hassenfuss's plane crashed, and he basically blabbed the whole thing to the Nicaraguan government, and they made public. But even the U.S. congressional hearings into Iran-Contra wouldn't go near the drug smuggling, and yet everybody knows it was going on. There was a wonderful story that was supposed to run in the Washington Post. It got spiked for purely political reasons. We all know about Barry Seal. We know about Terry Reed's book And, you know, it's very obvious. The U.S. government has been involved in drug smuggling for many, many, many years to raise money for covert operations not approved by Congress. And this appears to be more of the same. And as a result, I think this is why we're seeing such political force being brought to bear, where right now, I mean, they're even saying on the corporate media, yes, the White House and the Department of Justice, they're working hard to avoid the vote for contempt of Congress. They're basically bragging that the Department of Justice and the White House are trying to circumvent the checks and balances that are supposed to be at the heart of our governmental system. And so I think that, yeah, I don't think they're going to man up. Nobody's manned up in this government for the last 30, 40 years. They always cover up. They always, you know, cover it over. They put the innocent get punished. The guilty get promoted and rewarded. And it's not going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope they understand that the law enforcement community is aware of this. And we're aware that there's cops that have been murdered over this. And not only that, but there's over 56,000 New Mexicans, last I heard, citizens that are just minor business that are getting murdered down there. And, you know, most of us take this job, and we take the job, and we swear our allegiance to the Constitution, and we're good guys, and we want to protect people, we want to do the right thing. And this smacks us in the face that we're working for criminals. And
That's a very painful thing.
They had better understand that this is a line they don't want to cross, because they're going to lose the law enforcement community, and they're going to push us right out of protection of the laws, and we're going to start doing what we have to do to protect ourselves. You know, it's sad.
I hear what you're saying. Can I ask you a favor? You mentioned before that there was a blog where police are trading information about this stuff. Is that something you'd be willing to make public? Could I link to it from whatreallyhappened.com?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of them, but the one that stands out in my mind is called policelink.com.
And, all right, I'll take a look for that here and see if I can find it, and we'll put it up there and let other people come in and see if we can stir up some additional information. Let's see, policelinkmonster.com, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I will put a link up to that, and maybe we can get some other people coming in. What will bring this all down? And this is exactly what happened during Iran-Contra, is somebody who's on the inside decides to go public. Now, that, of course, is very, very dangerous, because Barry Seal was preparing to go public. And the court literally ordered him to stay in a particular motel. They forbid him to have guns or a security or hire even a security guard. And, of course, that's where the assassins caught up with him and machine gunned him to death. But fortunately, the evidence that he'd collected together did surface again, which was the basis of that article in the Washington Post. So,
I really appreciate you being one of the few voices out there that are doing the right thing when we can't even find it in the media anywhere. And, from our perspective, cops being murdered by our government and that being covered up, you know, we're going to take some pretty outrageous offense to that.
Well, I don't blame you for that. I know there are some bad cops, but I know that most people go into law enforcement out of a sense of duty to the community. And believe it or not, when I was in high school, I actually, I was briefly with the police explorer unit. And I was, thinking about that might be something that was kind of cool to do. I probably would have wound up as a lab rat, CSI with the test tubes and stuff, because that's the way my brain thinks. But for people who are out there, trying to basically hold society together, and then you look around and realize that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country, that's got to be a heck of a slap in the face. And I remember back during Iran-Contra, a lot of people going public saying, I can't believe I have devoted my life, on this so-called war on drugs, only to find out that I was just being used to keep out the competition for the drug smugglers inside the United States government. And that's exactly what it came down to.
I just want to let you know that the vast majority of this, we really take our oath to the Constitution very, 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 very seriously.
I know you do, and I'm going to put up that link to your blog there.
Well, thanks, Michael. Thanks for doing the right thing.
All right. Well, thank you for doing the right thing, and we'll talk to you again somewhere down the road. All righty then. Yeah, I will put that up next commercial break. I can't type and talk at the same time very well. So now getting back and finishing up with this Turkey and Syria situation, we've got a lot of other stuff to move on to. We were hearing yesterday that Turkey was in high dudgeon. They were mobilizing their tanks and troops to the Syrian border. Not sure if they actually did or not. We do know so far nobody has come across the border from Turkey into Syria just yet. Maybe because this idea that this shot down plane otherwise known as the Flying Lusitania, isn't convincing anybody in the world that there should be another war at this time. We're a very war-weary planet. This war that the Project for the New American Century wanted was supposed to go much faster than it has. It's bogged down. And now, because of all the lies that we've already heard about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction and Iran's weapons of mass destruction and yada, 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 and finding out that all this time Israel has been a nuclear power, but pretending not to be so we'd all feel sorry for them and send our children to die in Israel's wars, everybody's become very, very skeptical. Nobody believes anything coming out of the government or the corporate media anymore. In fact, in response to Rick from Fort Lauderdale, and he's talking about you don't see this on the corporate media, it doesn't matter anymore. Most people are coming over to the alternative media and the blogs to find out what's really going on. And I take a great deal of pride in the fact that more people are reading whatreallyhappened.com than watch CNN's Anderson Cooper. And CNN will never admit that, you know, that they're losing audience. They always talk about market share, and that's what they go out to the advertisers with. But, you know, yes, we've got 30% of the market, but the market is dwindling very, very rapidly in viewer flight. Is talked about in hushed tones in those boardrooms and so forth and so on. So anyway, this idea of trying to kick up the invasion of Syria by laundering the war through Turkey appears to be falling flat on its face, and I think that's really a very, very good thing. Now, we're getting word out of Greece that gunmen have attacked the Microsoft headquarters in Athens and set it on fire. Thank goodness those Greek people have suffered long enough. Now, getting back over to the situation in Iran, we have this idea where they're trying to convince everybody that Iran is being completely unreasonable in not doing as they are told by Israel. But as a matter of fact, Iran is standing on the treaty agreement, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which is signed by Iran and signed by the United States of America, which grants to Iran legitimate use of peaceful uses of nuclear power. They have the right to enrich uranium for their power stations. They have the right to make medical isotopes, which are a serious profit threat to Israel, which exports the same products. And Iran is basically coming to this situation from, we want what everybody already agreed we were supposed to have. And it is the United States of America, in using the threat of military force to coerce Iran to surrender its rights under the Non-Proliferation Treaty to placate little tiny Israel, which has never signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty in the first place, it is the U.S. that is in violation of international law. It is the U.S. that is not living up to its international obligations. It is the U.S. that in its service to Israel is very much clearly, morally and legally, in the wrong here. And this is not damaging just to the United States in the moment. If your government gets a reputation that they're not going to honor the treaties they sign, that sticks with you for a long, long time. Who else is going to sign a treaty with the United States? Who's going to sign a trade agreement with the United States of America? Who's going to trust anything the U.S. government says any longer? Of course, you ask any Native Americans, they could have told you all along, never trust a treaty by the United States government. They don't live up to them. That's really what's going on out here. Iran is in the right. The United States previously recognized their right to have nuclear power for peaceful purposes. It's just Israel stand up and says, they can't have nuclear technology. They'll cut into our profits. We're selling the same products. If they start selling the same products, competition will force the prices down. We can't have that. That's a reason to go to war. They're cutting into our market monopoly. So that's what's going on. We're going to take a break for commercials. I'm going to get a couple of links put up at the website. And by the way, we have two guests today. My wife, Claire, is going to be with us in the next hour to talk about her latest music, In Times of War, which we're both very, very proud of. And Bev Harris will be with us in hour number three to talk about massive electronic vote fraud. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects.
You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently they have pushed off the vote for the contempt charge against Attorney General Eric Holder until tomorrow. So there's a lot of political force in play there. All righty, let's see, moving right along here. Before you let your kids run off and join the American military, and run off to just sort of join that giant open-air Nintendo set called the Battlefield, you might want to mention this to them, okay? This comes hard on the heels of my comment in the article I wrote called The Nightmare Scenario, where I said it almost seemed like the manner of war in World War I, the trench warfare system, almost seemed designed to kill the maximum number of people while damaging the least amount of real estate. Like they wanted to get rid of all these soldiers. And then, of course, it was followed on by the Spanish flu, which actually came out of Kansas from some vaccine trials at Camp Funston, which is an army base here. Well, then there was this situation during the war in the Pacific, World War II, and especially following on the disaster of the USS Indianapolis. The U.S. Navy started giving these little packets of shark repellent to their sailors so they could be a little more relaxed and say, don't worry, if you go in the water, just pour this in the water, it'll keep the sharks away, you'll be fine. And then after the war was over, one of the sailors went into oceanography and shark research and discovered the sharks actually liked the stuff. You know, it's like being in the water and the sharks are around and you just pour some soy sauce all over yourself and the sharks go, yes. All right. So with that in mind, you have probably all seen the new ultra hip, high tech, pixelated camouflage uniform that all the military forces are wearing. And I remember when I first saw this, I said, this thing is bogus. I mean, with all the little square little pixels that are on there. And I have no idea why they did that. And they apparently the Army spent something like $5 billion on this. And they're scrapping it now because apparently this so-called camouflage pattern made everybody wearing it an easier target because that design with all of its right angles stood out from every background and environment that the soldiers were going to find themselves in. It wasn't camouflage. It's like Day-Glow Orange with a shoot me sign painted on the chest. Completely bogus. And I remember talking to a friend of mine here on Oahu who's connected with military R&D. Said, you know, a high-resolution digital camera in a computer is going to be able to find those rectilinear patterns and just peg them for you. This is not a working camo design. And he said, oh, you don't understand. This plays on the psychological brains of the blah, 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 blah. It's the same logic behind dazzle paint camouflage. If you ever look at photos of World War I battleships, they were painted with these hideous black and white stripes all over. And the idea was that you might know that there was a ship there, but you wouldn't be able to recognize it and determine that it was a warship, which made a lot of sense until you realized that commercial vessels weren't painting themselves that way. How, you know, how does it, well, of course we know how it gets, the Pentagon. How do you come up with a camouflage design that doesn't camouflage anything, actually makes you more of an inviting target, and let it get all the way through procurement and development for $5 billion? And then you say, wow, I can still see them. I guess we have to throw this away and start all over again. It'll be $15 billion this time, but hey, it's not my money, so we're just going to go on and do that. I think that is so absurd. I mean, I remember looking at that and saying, I don't, this isn't working. It's not camouflage. You know, go to your sporting goods store and get some of that stuff that they've got for hunters. That stuff will work. Ghillie seat will work. And here we are. All righty. Now, following the elections in Egypt, Hosni Mubarak's former prime minister who lost the election, Ahmed Shafiq, has bugged out. He's left the country, apparently without telling him, but he just grabbed his luggage, grabbed whatever money he's got, and he's escaped to the United Arab Emirates because apparently he was under investigation and facing prosecution for accusations that he wasted public funds during his 8-year term as the civil aviation minister under Mubarak. And this was the guy the BBC was confident was going to win the Egyptian elections. This is the guy that the U.S. wanted to win the election. They were trying as hard as they can to convince the military junta, give it to him. We don't care if the other guy's winning the exit polls. The Egyptians won't do anything about it. We get away with it in the United States all the time. And he was a crook, and he was corrupt. And that's the problem. When you have a government that's gone corrupt, it goes all corrupt, because the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other. And so once a government starts to go corrupt, it will go all corrupt. And once it starts interfering in other countries around the world, it will corrupt them. And so we wind up with a world of corrupt governments oppressing their people, which is kind of where we are right now. It explains an awful lot when you think about it. All righty, let's see. We're coming down here to the bottom of the hour. I have another story coming out here. We're going to talk about the economy in Europe just a little bit. It's a very weird development coming out of the European Central Bank. And at first, you're going to say it couldn't possibly be, but it will make sense when I kind of explain it to you. So we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Working two jobs ends never seen.
America, welcome back to the show here. And the European Central Bank's Draghi, who's in charge of the whole thing, is about ready to one-up Ben Bernanke by going to a negative interest rate policy. Now, Bernanke is handing out the money to the central bank, the Federal Reserve, at zero interest rate. It doesn't cost you anything to borrow the money. Just borrow it so they can create it and put it into circulation, keep the liquidity up, and you'll pay it all back down the road someplace, because if it's not accruing interest, it doesn't matter when you pay it back. And, of course, from the private central bankers, it's all ink and paper anyway. It doesn't really have any worth. You know, it's not like they're having to take their empties back to the supermarket to get the change. Well, now, Draghi is considering a negative interest rate policy where they're literally going to loan you money and you don't have to pay it all back. And to those of us who've been raised with this idea of banks accept your deposit money, loan it out at interest, share the interest with you, and this is how banking works, it doesn't make any sense. But, of course, that's not how banks work. Banks literally create the money out of thin air that they loan. under the rules of private central banking, the only way money is enters circulation is as the proceed of a loan. And they can't change that policy without everybody in the world waking up and realizing, oh, that policy was fatally flawed. It was broken from the moment it was created. Why are we going along with this whole thing that we owe trillions and trillions in debt payable in our labor, our slave labor? So in what appears to be an act of utter desperation, Draghi is offering a negative interest rate to this, to institutional borrowers so they can basically go on borrowing, which allows the European Central Bank to print up new money. It's just ink, put it into circulation to try and keep the liquidity floating along. It is a temporary solution only. Remember just yesterday, Soros was saying Europe has only 3 days to solve their liquidity crisis. This is what Draghi is doing. Next, they'll just be giving the money away. They'll be helicopter Ben will be just flying over, just dropping paper money. Please keep the Ponzi system going. But of course, he won't be dropping it on you and I and the listeners to the show. They just keep handing it out to the financial institutions because the financial institutions turn around and loan it to us at interest. Only we are not borrowing any longer. We've cut up the credit cards. We're paying cash or we're doing without. And unfortunately, when you have an economy based on debt with a private central bank, when people stop borrowing, it all quits working. Something most people don't understand in this country. If everybody paid off all their debt, there would be no money in circulation. Yes, the government would go on borrowing on our behalf to keep money flowing. That's sort of been an axiom of Keynesian economics. When the people stop borrowing, that's when the government has to start borrowing. That's what all these bailouts are. So that's what's going on there. All righty, let's see. So I love the smell of panic in the morning. By the way, somebody just wrote in, very funny email to listener of the show. Reminds us all, this goes back to that whole Fast and Furious being a modern incarnation of the Iran-Contra gun and drug running scandal. Wanted to remind everybody that the elder Bush, his nickname was Poppy. George Herbert Walker, Poppy Bush. They always called him Poppy Bush. And we thought, oh, it's sort of a variation on Papa. Maybe not. Poppy Bush. My goodness. I used to know a guy when I worked in show business, and his nickname was Doc, and had nothing to do with medical. He was the go-to source for that kind of stuff. He was also very brilliantly creative, and unfortunately, he did not survive his own habits, which is a shame, because he was really good at what he did. All righty, let's see. Germany has rejected Obama's calls to fight the euro debt crisis. Basically, what Germany has said is, we're going to keep our cork in the hole underneath our seat, and everybody else is going to have to deal with their corks. And what's going on here, again, from Obama's point of view, this is just to stall the crash until after November and the election. That's all he's trying to do. He's not looking for a long-term solution. He's not trying to make your life any better. He just wants to hold the crash off until after November. George Bush tried the same exact thing in 2008, and it did not work. So, beyond that, of course, is this demonization of Germany. They're trying to put the onus on them. And, of course, Merkel is out there saying that Germany absolutely is not going to go along with this idea of a Eurobond. See, this is the new plan. All of these countries in Europe have been destroyed, had their economies destroyed by a private central bank loaning the public currency at interest. And so the new solution that is being proposed by the European Union is a new super bank, a new reserve bank on top of all the reserve banks, a bigger private central bank on top of all the other private central banks. And they're going to issue a euro bond that is a bond sold on all of Europe's debt payable by all of the Europeans' taxes. And it's just more of the same thing. And Merkel said, no, we're not going to go along with this. This is a bad direction. We're not going to do this. What part of never do you not understand? And so at this point on, I'm going to tell you what you can hear. You're going to hear from the White House, oh, Europe's collapse is all Germany's fault. Germany refused to go along with it. Germany refused to shoulder their responsibilities. That's what we're going to hear from the White House. And we'll hear it from the Federal Reserve, and we'll hear it from Wall Street, and we'll hear it from the European Central Bank. We'll hear it from the International Monetary Fund. We'll hear it from the World Bank. because they are desperate to have somebody to blame and go to war against, rather than admit that private central banking self-destructs over time. And certainly was not helped by Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud, the biggest financial fraud in history, and nobody's been arrested on it yet, except up in Iceland. So that's what's going on. They're going to scapegoat Germany and say it's all their fault, because, heck, that's what worked in big mistake number one and big mistake number two. Let's blame the Germans. Blaming the Germans always works. We've made them villains in the movies all these years. They're just going to have to live with being villains third time in a row. Three strikes and you're out. Now, Deutsche Bank, hard on the heel of Merkel's refusal, and she's right to do so. You know, when you've got a disaster in your hand, you know, you don't pour gasoline on a fire. You don't chop more holes in the bottom of a sinking boat. You say, we got to change things differently. We got to think outside the box. We have to change our course to get away from this disaster that looms in front of us. You know, if there's an iceberg right on your bow, you don't grab the wheel, take a deep breath, and say, I'm going to play chicken. You just turn, you change course here. Deutsche Bank is basically saying that Obama's desperate effort to keep the crash off until after November is going to fail miserably. In 2008, it fell apart in October, just a month before. I imagine Bush was very frustrated about that. But the Deutsche Bank is saying it's going to hit toward the end of August, which means Obama will probably blame it on my birthday. But that's what Deutsche Bank is saying is the next crash is going to come. Now, proving he is a glutton for punishment, Tony Blair, has come out with this very strange announcement that he is prepared to become Britain's prime minister again. Phony Tony wants to come back and lie the British people into more wars. I'm sure the British people are just going to want to vote for him. Thank goodness they're getting those electronic voting machines over there. We'll be talking with Bev Harris about that in hour number three. Now, I'm going to take a little segue out here to this story of the Colorado wildfire. It is really nasty out there. They've just ordered 32,000 people to evacuate their homes because the fires are now getting into these suburban areas. And they're saying basically 15,000 acres of dry-as-dust land had been consumed, and the winds are just blowing the fire forward, and it's out of control. And, of course, if you go over to these stories, you're going to see the carbon Nazis out there saying, this is what happens with global warming and carbon dioxide. You should have paid your carbon taxes. No, what's going on here is really very simple. You know, it is a desert out there. Things do tend to get dry. And because of that, in a well-managed nation where the tax money is spent on the taxpayers, you go out there during the cooler parts of the year and you do what are called fire breaks. You go out there with a bulldozer and you simply bulldoze these wide strips of land so that it's, again, fireproof doors in a building, watertight bulkhead in a ship. You break it up into little tiny grids so that if a fire starts in one, it's basically contained there while you get the fire trucks and the water bombers out there. And that's the second part of the problem. As budgets or domestic infrastructure and care are being slashed, communities aren't able to buy or maintain fire trucks. The water tankers in the United States are all but gone. When they have a really bad fire, they have to rent them down from Canada and even Russia. Russia's got these gigantic water bombers that they rent all over the world. The reason the Colorado wildfire is out of control is the same reason we're probably going to see the same thing in Detroit, because firemen are being laid off. Fire stations are being shut down, and the funding for management of all that dry brush out there has been slashed. Nobody has been taking care of these potential fire areas. And left to nature, as all the environmental wackos like to talk about it, your overburden is going to grow up to the point where there's going to be an explosive fire. Now, in nature, fire isn't always a bad thing. Kind of a little oddity, redwood trees can't germinate. The seeds won't germinate unless there's been a fire that scorches the husk. Then it will crack open and the tree will grow. That's why there's so very few of the redwoods, which is a good thing because they're really big. But that's what's going on here. We are looking at a decade of neglect, of all of our wilderness areas, including the ones pledged as collateral on the national debt. Foreign investors, pay attention to this. And so now, anywhere in the country, Colorado, Wyoming, whatever, Detroit, a single spark is going to produce a disaster. That's what's going on. But if you are one of those people who doesn't look at neglect of infrastructure and neglect of the wilderness areas as a cause for this kind of a fire, that you think that there is a divine presence overhead that looks down on us all and controls all things, then you might look at that Colorado wildfire and you might look at that flooding they've got in Florida and just consider the fact that the more the U.S. government starts invading all these other countries, the more of these biblical scale disasters are hitting the United States of America. Hurricanes, flooding, fires, tornadoes, all of that stuff. If you really believe in the big guy in the sky, then you got to think maybe he's sending a message. Because you're not seeing these kind of problems hit all these countries that are being invaded. Like they don't have enough problems with the American drones killing everybody in sight. But it's an ugly, ugly situation. I'm very familiar with that part of Colorado. I spent a lot of time working on a project in Denver. It's a beautiful country out there. But it is a desert. And if you let the brush accumulate, you will get major, major fires. It is inevitable. And what's been going on here ever since the Project for the New American Century said we're going to have a century of war, we're going to conquer the world. The government has bet the nation on the war. They took all the money that was supposed to go to taking care of the nation, and they're spending it on the war. And they're thinking, we can win the war. And once we win the war, then we'll go back and we'll fix all these problems that have accumulated. Unfortunately, the wars have gone on much longer than they anticipated. That means they're losing the bet. They haven't been taking care of the flood control infrastructure. They haven't been clearing off the dead brush and overburden. They haven't been keeping the fire breaks clear and free of new brush. And the Colorado people are paying for that neglect. The people of Colorado who are losing their homes as I speak these words are victims of America's wars. Because now the destruction is coming home to us. Meanwhile, up in Oregon, the Republican Party apparently tried to shut down their own convention in order to prevent Ron Paul delegates from being appointed or picked or voted in to their delegation to Tampa. They're basically slamming the door and saying, no, we'll pick our own delegates that are all going to be for Mitt Romney. We need a million Americans in Tampa the way they had a million Egyptians in Tahrir Square. Now, interesting little story that came along here. Apple Computer they're starting to act more and more like Microsoft. You know, forget about design and quality. We're just going to advertise and sue our way to fame and fortune. And apparently the United States won a preliminary injunction against Samsung's Galaxy tablet because they're saying it infringes on iPad's design, which is a slab with a glass on the front and software inside. Now, I understand people wanting to protect their inventions and technology, but this whole look and feel as a legitimate intellectual property has gone way, way too far. This is something Microsoft pioneered way, way back when people were coming up with software tools that incorporated original algorithms and programming to do functions that we all wanted to have done. And Microsoft said, no, we were doing that first. It may not be our software. It may not violate the copyright on the software, but it looks just like what we're doing, and it feels like what we're doing. Therefore, we're going to sue on that principle. And unfortunately, because of lobbying and political pressure, they won that whole idea that somebody didn't have to exactly copy their product. If it just looked and operated similar, that was grounds for a lawsuit, and this is what Apple is doing against the Samsung Galaxy Tab, which isn't using Apple's software inside. It's just a flat tablet with a glass on the front. And Apple's probably going to use this to go after all the other tablets that are out there. Now, like I said, I understand people wanting to protect their inventions, but look and feel is kind of a bogus idea. I mean, can you imagine if you have two bakeries in town and they're both loaves of bread? And the owner of one bakery who was there maybe a couple of months earlier, goes to court to sue the other bakery to stop baking bread because it's in the same shape. Look, it's in that rectangular loaf shape. That's our look and feel of our product. They're violating our intellectual property rights. Shut them down. And the court says, okay, we'll shut them down. And what if that second bread company was making a better loaf of bread? Less fillers, no chemicals in it, organically grown, actually better for you in health. And they get put out of business, and the only thing left on the market is the original product that maybe is not as good for you. And that's not too far an analogy to make, because we know that computer companies will rush a product onto market full of bugs and problems and then slam anybody who's coming out with a product that's a little bit better designed because they took a little more time to do it. And that's why we have so much broken crap cursing our lives. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, just a reminder, Denver, Colorado, is used as a hub for a lot of the nation's transportation, passenger airlines, and also delivery services. And apparently we're getting word that the Colorado fire has reached the point where it is starting to impact United States Postal Service, UPS, and FedEx ground deliveries. So if you're expecting a package, it may be delayed because of the fires. And, well, which means I'm not going to get my Jam of the Month Club on time. So, but, you know, seriously, it's turning into a real, real mess out there. And, of course, I'm getting a lot of emails saying, oh, don't you dare say that about the imaginary playmate in the sky and everything like this. Well, you know, and you know, I try and be tolerant of people with religion who are doing good things. And I'm very critical of people with religion who are doing the really, really bad things. Don't even get me started on the pedophile priests again here. But, you know, the advertising says that there's this giant person up there in the sky that is working to bring peace to the world. And I think we can look around right now and realize he's definitely not doing his job. So that's where I'm in on that situation. If he's supposed to be the Prince of Peace, he's not doing a very good job of it. So let us move on. All righty, let's see. Vice President Portman, John McCain, is dropping hints that Rob Portman is going to be Mitt Romney's pick for vice president. And Portman was over in Israel just a month ago, bowing and scraping and so forth. So he's got his bona fides, and he's qualified for the job because Benjamin Netanyahu likes him. I think it's going to be a mistake. I think if Mitt Romney moves forward without Ron Paul at all, Ron Paul's supporters, so angered by the vote fraud and by having the doors slammed in their face by the GOP, they're just going to stay home in November. There is no way for Mitt Romney to win these people back. You know, at worst, they'll turn around and say, even Obama is better than Romney. Most of them are just going to stay home. I'm going to be one of those. If Ron Paul isn't on the ballot, I'm not even showing up in November. Now, as we get closer and closer to the Olympics, apparently Stephanie Rice, who is a gold medal swimmer, was given a very racy bathing suit by a noted fashion designer, and she took a picture of herself and put it in her Twitter feed. Not didn't wear it to the Olympics, didn't wear it to the trials, just a hot little swimsuit, took a picture of herself and sent it out. And it just created this firestorm of criticism. How dare you wear this racy swimsuit? And they're screaming and they're all unhappy about it. And as near as I can tell, it's mostly women who, if they were wearing that racy swimsuit, you wouldn't want to look at them. You know, but I understand, you know, Stephanie, it looks good. She's going back to the Olympics. There are product endorsement deals out there, and she's basically saying, hey, I'm going to look good in your commercial and your print ads. We have far more important things to worry about right now than whether Olympic swimmers are wearing racy swimsuits. We'll be right back after station identification.